I just want to make one comment before Brother Mark shares the exercise. And this is a plea that, and this is for the brothers who are going to speak. Throughout the day, as we speak, let us ask the Lord to help us to make the comments that we are making as clear as possible. You know, sometimes, and this is not just for this conference, but sometimes when we come together in our Bible studies, we understand what we are saying. We've been saying it for many years. But to be honest with you, if you go to the person in the back of the row and ask them, do you understand what's being said? Some people, if they're honest, would say, I don't understand what you're talking about. So the challenge for us today is that let's try to keep it in such a level that everybody, the youngest person to the oldest person, actually understands what we're actually saying. Because we want to leave here today with something that God speaks to our hearts about. So that's just an exercise of my own heart. I'd like to share it, not just for this particular conference, but that's true for many other conferences, to make sure that what we are saying is clear enough that everybody in the room should understand. Brother Mark will share the exercise.
The exercise for today's Bible conference is titled The Assembly Under Review. And if you looked at the outline or you looked ahead, we picked out basically the three addresses in Revelation 2 and 3 that the Lord gave to the church at Ephesus, the church at Laodicea, and the church at Philadelphia. The exercise, though, is not so much to look at these letters, these instructions, as we normally do or as we typically do. There are several ways that these letters have been discussed and talked about. The most predominant one is, you know, the view of history of the decline of the assembly, and that's a very healthy and very positive approach. The approach that we wanted to take today is a little bit different. It's under review, and it is the letter to Ephesus follows the letter that was written by Paul to the Ephesians. And what we want to look at is the Lord's assessment in review in light of what he had given them through the Apostle Paul in the letter to the Ephesians. And the same thing with regards to Laodicea. In Laodicea, the epistle to the Colossians was given to Laodicea, but we'll come to that later. So the desire is to review briefly some of the salient truths that were revealed to the saints at Ephesus, the very important doctrines and practices that emerge from those doctrines, and then to look at the epistle in Revelation that the Lord Jesus Christ gives as he assesses them in light of what they were responsible for as a result of receiving the epistle to the Ephesians. Just a little history. Paul wrote the letter to the Ephesians and to the Colossians, and it's not more than 30 years, between 20 and 30 years, between that time and the time John received these letters to the same assemblies. So in 20 to 30 years, between 20 to 30 years, what did they do? What did they have in their possession? They had what God gave them in the epistle through the Apostle Paul. And what the Lord is assessing them is not with regard to whether they appreciated the doctrine that was unfolded in Ephesians or Colossians, but he's assessing them in light of the practice of the principles that were outlined in Ephesians. And if our desire is to then, when we look at the epistle, to do couple of things. One, to look at the presentation of the Lord Jesus Christ who's doing the review. He is the reviewer, so we want to look at him and see how he presents himself in the review. And then secondly, we want to go through the review and highlight and tie it back to something that the Spirit of God gave in the book of Ephesians. And as we tie it back, we can see how the Lord commends them for responding appropriately to the instruction that was given in Ephesus. And then where he asked them for, or he reveals where they were falling short, we could see where they fell short based on what was given in the epistle to the Ephesians. And so that's really the desire for the first two readings, is to look at the Lord's assessment, his review, first as him as the reviewer, then look at the review in light of what they were accountable for because they had received instruction through the Apostle Paul in a previous epistle. Now, I know that when we often get caught up in, when we study Revelation 2 and 3, there is always the desire to look at the overcomer, and that's really not the exercise today. The exercise is simply the reviewer, the review, and the remedy and remediation for the review. The overcomer is a study for another time, and if we're going to keep the time, as everyone's been asking me about time, we have to constrain ourselves to just those finite things. The Lord's presentation, his review, his remedy or remediation for the things that he identifies in that epistle. Had to do a do-over, I would have read the Revelation passages first and then the Ephesians chapter. So we'll do that next time. In the beginning here, we have the Lord, I'm in Revelation chapter 2 now. We have the Lord presenting himself as the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Lampstands. Just to give a sort of a setting, a background of the text. The Lord is seen in the midst of the lampstands. The lampstands are figures or pictures of the assembly. We can have a little, maybe spend a little time talking about who the seven stars or to the angel of the church. Maybe just a brief introduction on some thoughts with regards to who is the Lord addressing, who is he writing the letter to, and then as he presents himself, he is the one who is in the midst of the lampstand. He is the one who holds these seven stars in his hand. So perhaps we can just get a little help. We know that the seven stars are the seven ministers. This is from the earlier chapter, the seven angels rather. So the question is, who are these angels? Who is the letter being addressed to? And then how did the Lord present himself in this letter to the Ephesians?
Viewing the Lord as the reviewer, we see him walking in the midst of the seven lampstands. That is to say, if we apply that to us, he is walking and he is evaluating our spiritual condition right now where we are. And that's a very sobering thought. When we recognize or when we think of departure, we must have a reference point. All departure is measured according to what he gave when he gave it at first. It was a pure, the mind of God revealed to us, which we have touched upon in the epistle to the Ephesians. And so I just want to bring those points in. Brethren, we'll develop that further.